And your father, or, well, you don't remember this, but any man, when he had whiskers, of course, he would shave. And what would he use to sharpen his a straight razor on?
Oh, no, a strop.
A strop, okay. And yeah, I don't know whether you know this, but in a revolver, what do you put in the...
Barrel.
Okay.
Put the load in the barrel.
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
Well, that's part of it. And then in a, say, in a rifle, you know, you have those things that are kind of, part of them are kind of look like cardboard on one end, and then they have a metal piece at the other end. And mm-hmm. It's a long thing about that long.
Yeah.
You stick that in there. What is that thing
called? Cartridge.
Okay, would you repeat that? For this, I don't think they heard. They could hear.
Oh, a cartridge.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. When we were talking about the kinds of games you played when you were a child, do you remember the kinds of equipment maybe they might have had at the school? Did they have any?
Well, they had seesaws.
Uh-huh.
And volleyball.
Uh-huh.
Nets for volleyball. Mm-hmm. And the standards for basketball.
Mm-hmm. When the kids were playing on the seesaw, you'd say those two boys were?
Seesawing.
Okay. And have you ever heard of, I haven't ever heard of this in this part of the picture, but you may have, piece of equipment that where there was just a long plank, real long plank, and it would be resting on two supports at each end, and the object of the game would be to jump up and down on this plank, kind of like a modern trampoline, only it was very narrow. You ever heard of that or seen that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about, were there any... kinds of play things where you go round and round?
Well, yeah, drop the handkerchief, is that what you mean?
Okay.
Something farm, you know, drop the handkerchief in the post office. And
were there anywhere you had equipment that you know, you'd sit on and it would whirl you round and round? Can you remember?
No, the only times I remember something like that would be in the parks. Very few private homes would have
mm-hmm.
Teeter-totter.
Teeter-totter, okay. Mm-hmm. Anything else in the parks that you can remember? Mm-hmm. Now, what do you mean by a teeter-totter exactly?
Well, a teeter-totter is, my idea is a large oval-shaped thing with a bar all around it, a handlebar. And you get on that and somebody pushes you and you go round.
Uh-huh.
That's what we call teeter-totter.
Mm-hmm.
But now, let me see, what was the other you asked me?
Well, I just was really looking for any kind of playground equipment you remembered from your...
Well, so many of the games when I was very little were in the form of folk dances.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Like Bumps the Daisy, Put Your Little Foot, and just simplified square dancing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had that in school, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I taught that,
mm-hmm.
but we'd use the records.
Mm-hmm. one we haven't mentioned that I'm sure you must have had as a child was when you'd have a rope hanging down from a tree with a seat on it. What would that be called?
A swing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, did any of the heating, any of the stoves or anything in your house operate on coal, you know, use coal to burn?
No, we use mesquite wood.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I'm going to ask you this, and you may or may not be familiar with it. There's a utensil, a container that's used for holding coal. You might put it right by a stove, a wood stove, I mean a coal burning stove. Do you know what that would be called?
A coal bucket.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And, now, on your wood stove, you would have some thing going up from the wood stove, either out through the roof or connecting up to
mm-hmm.
something to go out. What was that, the piece call that runs up out of the house?
Well, that would be, you mean outside?
Mm-hmm.
Was it chimney?